Discovers Hidden Treasures.
On ABC Radio Perth.
Well, it's been a long but a very fun season. It began in February this year and went from a fortnightly segment to a mega weekly program with a massive audience and thousands of adoring fans outside the ABC each Saturday morning. Lovers, texts coming through about Chris Parry's silky tones and people enjoying hearing his advice, all demanding a weekly appearance. Oh, I just started reading Chris's notes. How did they get in there?
Damn.
It's been kind of like that in all seriousness, though. It's been a journey of local discoveries that has led us to urban art trails, suburban museums, jetties, lakes, parks, and so much more. And I really hope that our audience has taken some of the advice and you've planted some seeds over the last 12 months, Chris Parry, and people have really embraced our hidden treasures around Perth during this weird and wonderful time when our options of going anywhere else are quite limited.
Hopefully we've planted seeds that are growing.
Well, we went to some fun places.
Yeah, we did. Look, I sometimes think about, you know, when you return from international destinations and you want to put on a slideshow for anyone that'll listen or come around to your house just for 5 minutes, please. And everything reminds you of it. You know, you sit down for a coffee with someone, you say, oh, this reminds me of when I had a coffee in Rome.
But, you know, I've just got to tell you about my late grandmother. They went on a trip to Europe, her and my grandfather. And they bought a video camera and they were so excited. And it was one of those, I don't know, bus tours for the elderly. And anyway, they've come back so excited about their trip to Europe, wanted to share it with the family. So they've gone to visit each of their siblings, and all of us at each house had to sit through, I think it was at least an hour of handycam footage that was just out the window of the bus, of the hillside, just going out the window, and we're looking at Mum because it was her mother-in-law. We're like, come on, Mum, save us from this. And Dad's being all polite, trying to be interested.
I remember even worse, going for juxtaposition. I landed in Singapore on the way to Europe about 20-odd years ago, had the video camera out, and there was an old church and a modern building, and I moved the camera from one to the other and just said, Singapore, the old and the new.
Aww,
and I think that was the first and last time I ever commentated on my own video.
Nowadays you could do a little boomerang clip, or, you know, there's all those funky things that you can do. But it will be nice when we can go on those sorts of adventures again. But in the meantime, we've had fun.
And we did have fun with those international destinations. But I've had just as much fun, not just making the discovery, but sharing the discovery of places like Bull Creek and Mirrabooka, Two Rocks and Kwinana. And those are places which I either went to as a child or haven't been to. And to be able to take my family there on a Saturday or a Sunday and then come back and describe what is there for you has just been wonderful.
Yeah. My greatest hidden treasures disappointment remains packing up the family, the niece, or was it the nephew, and making that trek north to go and see, what is it, Neptune?
Atlantis.
And getting there and the statues surrounded by scaffolding and temporary fences and being like, this isn't the experience Chris Parry described for me.
I think one of my joyous moments of 2021 has been the phone call I got from you to say, how did you get in?
And the contractor's just looking at me like, no, there's no chance. We're letting you in here.
I think within the week of us describing it, the fences went up.
And I still wonder how many other people possibly did the same after you planted the seed of, yeah, that's a fun place to go check out and walk down memory lane. And
I think that after our show, there were tourist buses pulling up out there and it just got too much for the contractor.
So they put the fences up. What have you loved the most about the year and reflecting like that? I suppose you touched on then the adventures with your family.
Yeah. Look, I've put together a top 10 hidden treasures for 2021.
Love it.
We want to try and whack through this quicker than the Brownlow. we're naming names. We're handing out gongs. We've got some honourable mentions. Shall we get cracking?
Yeah, let's do it. 10 categories starting with Best Suburban Museum?
Yeah, we mentioned the Bassendean Railway Museum the other day. That gets the honourable mention.
Okay.
Really well run by volunteers and renovated carriages and old engines that you can clamber over. Just unique in the fact that it represents all of Western Australian railway history, not just one little part of a track or anything like that. It's a very comprehensive collection. But number one goes to the Bull Creek Aviation Heritage Museum, which has got Spitfires, Lancasters, rockets and roaring engines, and volunteers that have got great stories to tell. And it represents, you know, the history of aviation in this state, which encapsulates so much of the history of moving around Western Australia as well. And the stories of young men who went away to war and flew in a lot of those planes as well. And also the story of transporting people around this state, flying to Rottnest or flying up to Broome and the original airlines and all that sort of stuff. So enjoy a great time out there and great old planes and great history. So that's number one for me.
All right. Best sport?
Best sport. Honourable mention goes to Molly's story about the Vietnamese table tennis in Mirrabooka.
Yes.
And also the waffle, which is a great standard of suburban tribalism in sport and community. And look, if ever you've needed a reason to spend more than 5 minutes in Bassendean, then going to watch Swan Districts out there at Bassendean Oval, there's a great reason.
Not a better day.
Sit on a grass embankment and watch a great game of footy at so many of our suburban grounds. But number one goes to paddle, which I'd never heard of before we did Hidden Treasures. This is an amazing sport. There is a mix of tennis and squash. You can hit off the sides. And I went out there with my family, so it's an all-ages sort of experience. But around you with the other courts, there's a few people playing with the seriousness of the tennis pros on the circuit. But they've got a coffee facility next door, and they've recently, over summer, they're going to be offering other food, tapas and this sort of thing, so you can have your serve, hit off the sides and grab something to eat. So that's been an absolute joy, and I'm declaring this summer the summer of paddle. So look it up, go out there and have a game, and it's a great sport to get into.
Best food, I'm going to make the listeners wait for that one because, you know, that's been a real feature throughout our Hidden Treasures is where the food is.
Yep.
So we'll hold that. You'll have to stay listening. Best Aboriginal experience?
Honourable mention goes to something I haven't been able to do, but I just love the sound of it, Deadly Divas, which is wildflower walkabout and campfire stories. It's run by ladies for the ladies. So I think they're looking at doing something similar for the fellas, but I just love what they're doing and how it was described to me. So that gets the honourable mention. Number one goes to Yagan Square, Niambi, which is on Friday evenings, normally over summer. So hopefully it's back. It's not on at the moment, but hopefully back for 2022. Where you can go down to Yagan Square and watch some dance, get involved. Might be elders, might be kids. It sort of changes each Friday evening. But a great way just to participate in Aboriginal culture, not just watch it.
Sounds good. On our way to Best View, just for any listeners that are on the road, there's been a crash on Southwestern Highway southbound at Willering Street in Byford. Towing services and traffic management will be attending, so traffic is heavy on approach, so please drive with care and at appropriate speeds. Best View, Chris Parry.
Best View. Honourable mention goes to Kwinana Chalk Hill, which I'd never heard of before we did a Hidden Treasure on Kwinana. So worthy winner because of the 360-degree view on top of this hill. It's a pretty short walk, easy up a path, but just to stand up there and take in as far down to Rockingham and out to the hills and out to Rottnest and further north. And also there's some information up there which talks about the Aboriginal history of the area. Aboriginal people camped on that hill for a long time. So that was a really good sort of honourable mention.
I reckon I know what your winner's going to be.
Number one, the Halo experience at Perth Stadium.
So cool.
You do the lean out over the ground. So the opportunity here with the Halo isn't just to look around and take in an awesome view of the city and the surrounding, you know, view of the ground and everything else, but it lets you have an adventure and not just be a spectator.
Yeah.
So normally you go to a sports ground to sit down and just drink and eat and just watch other people be active.
Yeah.
But here you are climbing up to the top, walking around the roof, doing a lean out, getting a bit of adrenaline up, sitting there, watching a game unfold. You're the one having an adventure, not just the players on the ground.
All right, we better pick up the pace. We're going to be at the news in no time. Best Main Street, Chris.
Best Main Street. Honourable mention to North Frio because it's a great street to walk around and mooch, but number one goes to Bassendine, a main street that in the best traditions of main streets reminds me of all the country towns I've lived in and driven through, where every shop has a shopkeeper that wants to have a conversation with you.
Love that. Best walk?
Best walk. The Hike Collective have a great walking trig, which is as much about mental health as it is physical health, but I invented a walk, which I'm awarding, number one, which is West Perth. So start at Harold Boas Playground and Park. Then you can walk to the seat of government at Parliament House and then take a seat on sliding grass down a hill near Dumar House and then go and have a jaffle. Even on a Sunday afternoon, there's a cafe there that makes old-fashioned jaffles. So a fantastic suburban walk in the middle of the city.
Just had a text come through. Ro, these hidden treasures, are they listed on the website or a podcast? Love listening to them. Sue, we're probably a little bit late, but maybe if
we can sort that out.
If we go into 2022, we'll have to see what we can do in terms of podcasts.
I think we're looking at billboards along the railway line as well.
your pick, most definitely. So we do have many of them on our website, on the ABC Perth website. So if you did a hidden treasure search on there, you probably would find a few of the old ones that we did post throughout the year. Best urban art, Chris Parry?
Joondalup Urban Art Trail with a sculpture that's a love shack for moths. That gets an honourable mention. And they've also got the world's biggest periodic table. But number one goes to the Mirrabooka Mural, which is all about hidden treasures, shaping the future, loving the diversity in the place you live by showing local faces from many backgrounds.
Goodness me, you did get around over this last year. Best free tour?
Look, straight to the winner with this one, Sunset Coast Explorer, which was just operating on weekends but is now going to be over school holidays, going for 7 days a week.
Is that the West Coast?
Yeah, just heads up Scarborough. Wave at the locals outside the cafes. Just feel like a tourist for the day. Just hop on. It's free. You can get off, go to the beach, come back when the bus comes back, hop on, hop off. Just wonderful. And, you know, just the opportunity to have a free tour and to see our beautiful coastline and just feel like a tourist.
Best surprise?
Best surprise. Came close to being Dennis Committee, seeing him in Highgate.
You may have mentioned that a few times.
So Dennis Committee's an honourable mention. Community gardens as well, I think, was a great surprise to discover how many are in Perth and where communities come together, you know, not just to be active and grow vegetables, but just to be quiet and potter around. But number one, the best surprise for me was discovering the value of the staycation. Mm. You can really relax, even just 15 minutes from home. Stay somewhere you haven't been to before in Perth.
Yeah, always good fun. Best food. We better head back there.
All right, tie for second, the Cray Dog at the Lane Cafe on Rottnest and the Curry Puffs at Bull Creek Oriental Supplies. But number one goes to the fish burger at the Preston Beach General Store.
Probably shouldn't be surprised about that one either.
Absolutely fantastic.
I haven't tried it yet, but I know you raved about it.
Make it while you wait. Sit outside amongst some old cray pots and gnarly ropes, grab your fish burger and take it down the beach.
I want one now. Maybe I'll go when I get off air. Another text. Good morning. This list is fantastic. Could you post it? Better still, we might just cut the audio and put that on the website for everyone to listen back to. Or we could make a list. We can do what the audience needs. As we wrap up the year, what is your parting message, Chris, to our listeners that have enjoyed the Hidden Treasures journey you've taken us on?
Don't let travel restrictions be the reason why you want to explore home. Make it part of your travel life. A regular outing or a road trip or a staycation, make that part of your routine now. Yeah. Let this be the lesson that we've learned during a lockdown and we can't get overseas, to get out and explore the city. Mm. It's easy to do, and if we support the city will support us.
Yeah, you couldn't have said it better. I've always genuinely thought Perth is a really fun place to play tourist in when you're taking friends or you're going to explore on your own. And I think, you know, all of us have got to expand that to Western Australia, the amount of people that I've spoken to this year who've gone to the Gascoyne for the first time or they've been up to the Kimberley for the first time in the last 12 to 18 months. It's been a very valuable time to explore our own backyard.
Or Narrogin.
Yes, or Narrogin.
Or Gidgegenna. Or, you know, there's just so many locations there.
You don't have to
there.
Go far. It doesn't have to be a big name place with big
Come
resorts.
Come up with an idea to get there. A regional show or a pub for a counter meal. Whatever it is, just do it.